MJ first.
Wow.
Second, LeBron. Third, Kareem. Fourth, Magic. Fifth, Shaq.
Okay.
Sixth, Kobe. Seventh, Larry. Eighth, Iverson. Ninth, Oscar. And 10th, Tim Duncan.
I'm going home.
That's you should not be going home.
You should not be going home.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep,
Yo,
Harry,
What's good,
Dodge,
Yo,
T-Rain,
What's back good? With us.
So we got the whole crew back for once.
Dodge is finally back from his sickness.
I'm back. I survived. Nothing could keep me down.
Something dead for a week.
Momentary.
So just real quick before we get the episode started, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook page coming soon.
Yeah. TikTok.
So we're going to start.
We got some crazy clips, bro.
Make sure you keep up with our TikToks and our reels. We got a lot of stuff coming for you guys soon. And our handles on all social medias are at Check the Stats, stat with the number 5. Make sure you give us a follow. Let us know what you guys think of this episode.
All right, and let's get into the NBA Finals. The series is right now is 2-1 Celtics way. We saw a great game from the Celtics and the great Al Horford, all-time shooter, you know, 6 threes at the, what was it, the fourth quarter? And then you have Draymond basically complaining after putting up 2 points and disappointing Stephen A. Smith.
He had like 4 fouls with like 3 minutes left in the third quarter, something like that. At that point, like,
what else did he do?
He was out there literally tackling people.
Draymond's not there for points, right? Like, he's not the reason they score.
But the
so high.
Fact that you see players like Tatum and Brown not entertaining him in the finals, that's a killer. In my opinion, that's a killer mentality. Like, we've seen the videos. You see Draymond like throwing his hand around their necks, like basically like punching them in the face. Like, he might as well, you know what I mean? And like, I give a lot of respect to the Celtics for being like acting so mature, you know what I mean, and like just having their head in the game, and like somebody like Draymond, who's every single year has impacted teams like mentally, physically, emotionally, like whatever he does to, you know, give his impact on the game, they've literally just been taking him out of the equation.
Draymond has more podcasts than blocks. This playoffs, he has 3 podcasts and 2 blocks. The Celtics have way too much size. Pretty much, we've seen the entire playoffs. They're the bigger team against everybody, and usually the bigger team wins. The Warriors were the team recently to break that, you know, the small ball. But it looks like this time, the Warriors might not make it. 2 games ago, I was like, the Warriors might win 6, might win 5, but. Now, after seeing the Steph injury, I think it was to the same leg that it was before.
Yeah.
Also against the Celtics from Marcus Smart. If he's not 100%, if he's not close to 100%, I don't think the Warriors can make it.
You know, Steph Curry and Klay, they're going to do their thing. But the big third piece throughout the playoffs and the season was Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Celtics have, you know, figured him out and took him out of the equation as well. And
at moments, that, and he still shines at yeah. moments, but it's still not enough.
It's
and like
not,
what I was about to say was that even with Steph, he hit 31 last night, right? So even with Steph having 31 points and Klay's putting up 25, so like I would say Steph dropping, well, he was like 14 for 22, something like that, I think. I would say 90%, like, you
he,
know what I mean?
He dropped 30 first game too, and they lost.
Him being 100, like, him being 100% and 110% for us is obviously dropping 50, like, almost 50 points, hitting, like, 7 threes, you know, 6 threes, something crazy like that, right? That's like a
100%,
but he's not even touching that.
He's not known to do that.
Yeah, he's not even touching that right now.
You can't expect Jordan Poole to be that guy right
yeah,
now.
That's what, going back to Thurman's point, like, I just don't.
Klay Thompson was expected to be that guy. They're giving him like so many minutes. He's taking a lot of shots.
Yep.
He has to be, you know, the other guy besides Curry to carry the load. And if he's not doing it, then
which he's not.
I mean, Draymond is getting a lot of minutes, and he's out there giving 2 points. he only had like 3 or 4 assists. You know, usually we see his
even
assists bump
two,
up a little bit.
Even if he had 10 or 12 points, it would have made the difference in if they had a chance to win that game or not.
Draymond is getting absolutely slaughtered. Robert Williams, when he's in the game, is destroying Draymond.
Bro.
He's making him look like a baby. And we know Draymond is undersized, but we've seen him be like, you know, a little Rodman, you know, anticipating where the ball is going to go, getting those scrappy rebounds. But the Warriors don't have that advantage from Draymond this series so far. Like, the Celtics are doing a really, really good job, you know. They're going for second chances. They're getting more offensive rebounds. I think it's just coaching, and it's hustle at the end of the day, right? It looks like the Celtics, to this point, it looks like they want it more.
Bro, they have the biggest hustler in that team, bro. Marcus Smart. Like, dude, he's going crazy right now.
The real thing about Marcus Smart right now, he's between the last two games, he had 10 turnovers. I don't think he's making really smart decisions. I'm not. No pun intended here. But I don't think he's really making any smart decisions. It's like a lot of turnovers.
10 turnovers in one game?
No, two. Across two games. He had 10 turnovers. He's been that guy. When Kemba left,
when Steph hit that three to take the lead, who came down and hit the next three.
Exactly, but a lot of times he's just messing up towards the end of the game, and he's taking shots where he's not supposed to.
He's not mentally that elite.
That's not what they got him there to do. He has to facilitate right now and give the ball to Tatum or Brown.
Remember last week when I said the Celtics are undefeated when Smart scores 20-plus in the playoffs? Scored 24 and they won.
Yeah, that's still true.
If it's just Tatum and Brown, okay, Celtics might win that game. But when Marcus Smart is pouring up 15, 20 points, Grant Williams had a, like, whatever game, right? Like,
decent, 10-5.
10-5, right? Like that's still a lot coming from a player like that. I mean, it's enough to, you know, put your team past that, right, when your stars are out. But Marcus Smart, like you said, when he's playing like that, they're in there.
They have good role players. Yeah. I mean, you had Horford hitting 6 threes in the fourth quarter, which I've never seen him play anything like that. I'm telling you.
First game, he had 6 threes. He's playing crazy, bro. His confidence is there, and this is his first finals. The adrenaline is there. He's like, this might be my last run.
The stride that he has hit in these playoffs, he's never hit before in his life. Even in his, like,
not like this.
Like, he had his prime when he was in Atlanta.
He was great in his prime, but not on this stage.
Not on this stage ever. He never make it this far.
I just think that the role players for the Celtics outweigh completely
the Warriors.
The Warriors,
and that's
bro.
What happened during the regular season was that the stars were shining so much. Role players were just coming in, just kind of cleaning it up, right? Yeah. They weren't getting in the nitty gritty.
For the Celtics, I mean, you got to definitely credit Jason Tatum a little bit. Like, we know he's not a facilitator, but he had 9 assists, so that definitely helps the role players when your number one player is facilitating like that. Also, Jaylen Brown's been assisting a lot of games. Marcus Smart's a good passer. Horford's a good passer. You know, bigs that can pass definitely help nowadays. Peyton Pritchard has the best plus-minus in the entire finals. So that just shows you that a role player is doing that well means it's a good team.
Williams'
great
plus
team.
And minus is not bad either.
Yeah. Like when Robert Williams is in, the Celtics plus minus is like, or like defensive efficiency is insane when he's on.
I mean, I've been saying the Celtics have the most complete team this whole season. They started out shaky, but now they're good. And it's all because of those draft picks that they accumulated,
coaching.
Just real quick, I was actually just about to touch on that.
He said it took a little time for them to learn the playbook.
Brad Stevens just couldn't take them here?
I think he just had enough. He wasn't a defensive-minded coach. He wasn't a hardcore coach enough. And Udoka is a hardcore, learned the system from Pop. He was a good player, too, a defensive player. He knows how to make players play defense and buy into the system. And that's what Brad Stevens kind of just lost.
Yeah.
There wasn't really like a system. It was just figuring out what to do. And I think Udoka figured it out in one season. It's crazy. So I think because of Udoka, that's why we're going to see a lot more coaches – former players being hired as coaches now, just like we saw Darvin Ham. But it does happen, though. Because, I mean,
this
new generation of players, sometimes they don't buy into the old coach just yelling at you. You need like a. I've heard a lot of people on other, like, you know, like Matt Barnes or Steven Jackson on their respective podcast. Like, they're talking about players buy in more when your coach has been through it. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Going through the stuff you're
going through, so they can relate more, and that's what I think the Celtics got in Udoka, right? A great, great coach. first year coach, he's up 2-1 against Steve Kerr and the Warriors.
14-1 in games they've lost. As in for their second game, they always come back.
They don't lose back-to-back.
It's insane. The adjustments they make are crazy.
I just feel like the biggest difference with Brad Stevens was he had Isaiah Thomas, he had Kyrie Irving. I feel like all the load was put onto them, and it was more of ISO stuff. Rather than this team is all collectively coming together.
It used to be like the Spurs and the Warriors were like the benchmark for passing the league, but we're seeing that the Celtics are up to par right here. The Celtics' ball work the entire playoffs has been crazy, man. Like they're literally just outsmarting other teams.
Shots.
They're passing up open shots for a little bit of more of an open shot. They have confidence in each other. Like we don't see the like smaller teams play. Like, we don't see the Jazz play like that.
Today's NBA, never.
We don't see the Nets play like that. The Nets barely even passed the ball. It was just ISO the whole time. This is what good coaching is. I think it's a great, super entertaining finals so far. It's like two great coaches.
Starters, bench coaches. Superstar, they have it all.
Superstar players.
It's more of this. What I'm seeing from these three games, and at least game three, is that the Warriors are always going to come up and play better in the third quarter. So far, they've beaten them in every single third quarter. And the thing is, in game three, if it wasn't for the Celtics defense, then the Warriors could have definitely closed out that game. It's still 50-50. It can go either way, bro. This game can go either way. But the thing is about the Celtics is their role players are stepping up way more, just like you said, Tanen. Their role players are just stepping up way more than the Warriors are. And so if you have Horford out here hitting six three-pointers and then the defense lock up to squeeze like the Warriors out of points and holding them only to 9 and towards the end of the fourth quarter, that's if the Celtics can keep doing that, then they might be able to hold off the Warriors. But also now that Curry is said to be injured, or whenever Curry, if they get Curry into foul trouble, that's when the Celtics can kind of capitalize on their game and go off. I mean, it's basically saying they were hoping for an injury right now.
To go back to Harry's point that he was making originally about the whole podcast thing, and we were just talking about how the Celtics are all bought in, everyone's on the same page. Do you think that Draymond's making his podcast and doing all this other bullshit is he losing his focus as a player, or does it not really have any impact on his game, you guys think?
I think he knows that his like kind of career is coming to an end soon. He's getting old. He does all this tackling. Yes, he helps get shots created.
He is not the defensive player he used to be.
Exactly. So I think he's trying to set up his future. If they win the finals, I could see him retiring next year. I don't know what his contracts look like, but I could definitely see him retiring and then just doing that full time.
You think Draymond is going
to
retire already?
As soon as he retires, he's going straight to like broadcasting or being an analyst. He's already there.
He's already.
So I'm saying like, I do think it's a little bit distracting. Like probably his teammates are like, not mad at him, but they're just like, why is all the focus on like him and his podcast and him and his antics and not on us? And like, we're down 2-1. And like, I can see people in the organization, Warriors organization, being a little upset, but I don't think it's affecting his play. He's not that great of a player anyways. He's just there
to allow other people to get shots.
He's literally just there as a body, bro. He's the enforcer. He only had 3 assists, so how good of a passer is he, right? Like, he's just passing the ball like a normal player.
I don't think
it's affecting his plays.
He'd be a good quarterback for running plays.
Yeah.
No, but to be honest, that brings us a point that I've kind of made in the last two episodes, maybe, about Kevon Looney having to be in. I think he should probably get more minutes than Draymond. Yes, Draymond will facilitate and knows
how
Clay playing
Steph well.
Playing.
They won that game. He played a lot of minutes.
Exactly. Whenever he's, they need that because you have Williams on the other side is a big body.
Al Horford.
When Robert Williams is in the game, you basically can't score at the rim and you just have to take jump shots. All contested jump shots because the Celtics are long, smart. Horford, Grant Williams, Robert Williams, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they all have a long wingspan. So if Robert Williams is healthy and the Warriors have to resort to shooting jump shots
all day long,
that's not a favorable, you know, that's not what the Warriors want. They want the paint open so, you know, you can get the kick outs and everything. Yeah. But where do you see game four going?
I think that in Boston, it's very hard for teams to win. And you got players like Clay. He's a big part. He's an integral part of the Warriors complaining about the crowd and how much noise and like their antics and stuff. But if the Celtics win, then it's their series. It's going to be 3-1.
I don't think Klay is there mentally 100%. Like, he's not who he used to be, like, mentally, at least. Physically is a whole different story, right?
Remember when he talked trash against LeBron in the finals, too? Yeah. This is the same thing. It's not really talking trash. It's not really talking trash.
He can't take it, though. You know all these like...
Like, okay, they're chanting a bad word, but, like, other sports atmospheres are, like, crazy aggressive. If you go to, like, Spain, England, Turkey, any of these places, they have the most insane fans. Sometimes they throw stuff onto the field. They're throwing flares. They have, like, smoke bombs.
Germany,
This crowd is just chanting a word, bro. And, like, okay, I understand, like, kids are in the crowd, but kids know every single word. Like, don't act like kids are, like, but we're, like, they're not going.
Okay,
no
we're
kid
not
is crying because someone is chanting that, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
this you're is bringing your kids into this atmosphere. You know. It's the NBA Finals in Boston. Exactly. Big. New England Patriots, Boston Celtics, even Philly.
You think Michael Jordan or Magic ever like said like, yeah, the crowd was chanting a bad word, so you know like it's kind of messed up, man. Terrible. Like they never said that shit. They just went out there and played, bro. Like this is the soft stuff that like you know OGs are always talking about, and this I kind of agree. Like there was no, it's like just play through it. If they're saying some racist stuff, if they're saying stuff about your family, like you know family jokes and all that stuff, mm-hmm. That's too far. They're just saying. F you, that's it.
If anything, that should fuel you, man.
You suck or something like that. You have to, as an athlete, you shouldn't have to, but that's how it is.
Every time
you're signing up for that.
Every time Kyrie touched the ball, he was getting booed, and they were yelling, fuck Kyrie. Every time he touched the ball, the first game of the series against the Celtics, and he dropped 40 points. And flipped them off. You guys remember that when he showed the middle finger? And,
yeah. If you want to react to it, you can react to it. You can talk your shit on the court if you want to.
Some people,
if you want to stay composed,
which
okay.
Draymond definitely does.
Draymond does, but I'm saying Kyrie, yeah, flip. Like, okay, don't take it to that extreme. If you get fined, okay, who gives? You make so much money, okay, who gives a shit? What's 20? I'm not advocating for this, right? But still, like, at the end of the day, if you want to react as an athlete, you have the right to.
Some players are motivated by it. Some players love being talked
over
shit to.
The, yeah,
I'm advocating for it. I want extreme. You know everything.
I mean,
I just want chaos,
happy
bro.
That we're seeing.
I just want
as a fan,
like
you
want
to have some sort of impact on the game, and exactly. If you cheering can affect the other player, you're gonna cheer.
Yeah. You're gonna cheer even louder next game.
Yeah,
because that's what Kyrie. That's what happened to Kyrie. He literally said something after the first game. The crowd got even louder the second, third, and fourth game. You know, like, that's exactly what's going to happen. So,
yeah, but I don't think cheering should affect your game to where you're only putting up two points.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, that's just Draymond being terrible. And his excuse was...
It was Klay who was mostly complaining about it, right?
No, it was Draymond, too. Like, my kids were in the stands here. My family was hearing FU. Like, family's at the game. They're going to hear hostile stuff. You should have put them in the box to begin with.
I just want to say one thing about the podcasting. I don't think it affects anything because at the same time he's doing it, at his own time, mm-hmm. out of like you know the game end, area, but I understand like you know the his teammates could be like exactly. Oh blah 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 right, but at the end of the day he's going back to his hotel, he's doing it at his own time, and it's not affecting anyone during that time, and I just like how he speaks on everything. You know, as fans, you want to see like what the player thinks.
You want to see
right?
honesty, right?
So I'm not against the podcast. I'm just saying. I'm sure if LeBron was in the NBA Finals, he'd probably not even close to doing an episode of The Shop or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I think the Warriors organization has a lot of love for Draymond. Steve Kerr was like, we love him, even though he like it was shit last game. Klay said it. Steph said
Point. The point is not whether the organization love him or not. The question is Draymond's podcast taking that time to do while he's in the playoffs? Does that have an effect on
the
Warriors' performance?
NBA Finals.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I'm saying.
Playoffs, even I'll give you. If you want to go, if it's in between series, you want to go do a podcast or you just swept somebody or you just won 4-1, okay, you have a couple days on, okay, go do your thing. But I'm talking, we're going back-to-back days, right? Every other day and then maybe 2 days in between, between changing locations.
I just don't think it would have that big of an impact.
Do you think that's what's having an impact on his performance?
I just don't think so because at the end of the day, bro, he's literally going back to his hotel, spending 15, 20 minutes just talking. He doesn't even edit anything, okay? It doesn't take off of his, you know, film time or whatever. He's not cutting that off. It's just like he's just talking about it and he leaves, he dips, he gives it to his fucking editor and that's it. You know, that's literally it.
So here comes the real question. Then is it just Draymond performing bad on the court or is there something that is affecting him? Is it the chanting? Is it the podcast?
I'm saying it's not the first time he scored 2 points or like 4 points. Like he's been doing this like ever since.
I think he's
like,
just bad, bro. Yeah, like, he just had a bad game. And once somebody has a bad game, then people look for any reason to be like, oh, that's why it happened. This is why that happened. You know, you just want to have a reason for something else happening, right? So I don't think there's any one reason. It's just he had a bad game. The Warriors had a bad game. It just wasn't their night.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to see how he comes out the rest of the series. That's
other
all
than
to
that
see.
Third quarter in every single game, like in the beginning, the Celtics are, they know what they're doing with Draymond because Draymond affects a lot of teams and they can't really kind of get over him. The Celtics can. Like,
but the thing is, yeah, they not get over him, but you just said, what are the Celtics doing? They're not doing anything about it. That's the thing.
They don't need to.
They're not reacting.
They're letting They're letting it show on the scoreboard.
That's why they're get like they're fine is because
they stick to their plan.
They're not doing anything.
I think it starts from the coach. Like, remember a few years ago, we would see Marcus Smart doing some crazy things. I think the coach definitely just locked the team down. Just like, just lock in and play basketball. We don't want nothing extra.
Speaking about coaches, I mean, I don't know if y'all saw the interview with David Letterman and KD. Basically, KD was asked, what does the coach really do nowadays in the NBA? And it's basically manage characters. And if you're managing characters better, then they'll probably perform.
Exactly.
Better. I mean, everyone's
Steve Kerr is a great manager of men. That's what he does, you know, right? You don't need to be making the craziest.
On the other side, you have Adoko who's also managing his characters pretty well, and they're coming off really, really good. We see that with the role players. We see that with Jaylen Brown stepping up every time Jason Tatum doesn't put up good points. So, speaking of coaches, where do we see Game 4 going? Starting off, Harry, go ahead.
I see the Celtics taking it. I see him going up 3-1.
So, you're switching sides, right?
Yep. I think the Warriors are definitely going to make it a close game at the end. But in the Boston arena,
this season,
I just Tatum and Brown having an off night. Because if one does, it's fine. If one has an off night, it's fine. Because usually the role players will be performing fine, right? Because they're having open shots. So I have confidence in the Celtics. I feel like they're playing so far as the better team overall with a little more energy. Steph won't be 100%. You know, he only had one day of rest, not two, like usually. So, taking Boston in a close one. Interesting. No blowouts.
T-Rain?
I'm taking Boston as well. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but it's going to be close. But I just don't see the Celtics losing at home. And I just don't see the Warriors winning in Boston. But I'm still sticking with my Celtics in five, so... They're going to close it out in Golden State. I just think that game one is just going to bite them in the back for Warriors. That just, like, ruined everything for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Celtics in five for me.
Unless the Warriors come out and Klay and Steph have, like, at least 30, 35 each, which they almost did last game, and Draymond has more than 10 points, even 8 points, even. Even those 8 points, you know, every single one of those points that he got is like a good bucket, an important bucket. Otherwise he's not impacting the game. So my other thing is that if the Warriors want to win this game, Looney has to get more minutes.
Draymond's not putting up any resistance.
No.
Yeah. Draymond.
Dodge, who you going with?
I'm going to say...
We all saying the Celtics. Wow. The Warriors are gonna win.
I think the Celtics are gonna win unless, out of the three main, I think scorers. That's Steph, Klay, and Poole. At least two of them have to go off.
Because Curry's dropping 30 every game and they're losing. So they need somebody. Klay, they need somebody else to drop 30. Klay's 25 didn't help. Yeah. They need two people to score 30.
In game two, Poole had some. Momentum changing plays that really helped the Warriors. So if he can do that in the Celtics, I could see them winning. But that crowd, Boston at home, their adjustments are crazy.
Jordan Poole mostly does those crazy things at home.
Yeah,
It's confidence.
It's a confidence at home.
It's a young player has more confidence at home. Veteran players don't care if it's away. That's why You know, it was crazy that the Celtics won game one. You know, it's a mostly young team, but it's the veteran presence of, you know, Horford and the coaching staff. Everybody's it's great
Horford
culture.
Horford is cool, calm, really and collected.
It's a great
no
culture,
one
bro.
Just
calm throughout
playing,
chaos,
just playing
the entire
basketball, bro. And this has been a very...
First
the
round,
refs have let them play.
First round, they did not dodge the Nets. They're like, we wanted it, swept the shit out of them. Second round, you're going up against Giannis, the defending champs. They were not scared at all. Beat them.
One took one game.
Jason Tatum dropped 40 in the closeout game against the Bucks, and then against the Heat, closing out the number one seed, no fear once again. And then a matchup against the Warriors. You know, what six finals in the last 8 years.
I think beating the Nets, looking There's back on no it for them, was like, yo, we beat the Nets.
Who's gonna put up a resistance when you just swept the Nets? Everybody else is just a better team, but you just beat the two best players. No. And then you beat Giannis. So I don't think they're scared of the Warriors. It doesn't look like they're scared of the Warriors. Definitely nobody's scared of Draymond.
Draymond talks a lot. And so I think that's making him like
still,
less...
With all that being said, I'm still taking the Warriors. I've taken everybody against the Celtics. It's looking like a curse. It's either way. If I take the Celtics, then it's a curse.
Nah, yeah.
And if I take the Warriors, it's my curse. I've taken everybody against the Celtics in this playoffs, and they ended up demolishing everybody who was going against them. But I'll say we got at least two more games in this finals.
I hope.
And,
Loki, I hope.
Before it ends, we're going to go ahead and... give out our prediction for who's going to be Finals MVP. I'll say...
First, hold on. Let's say who's Finals MVP so far.
So far.
And then we'll do who's going to win it.
Dodge, go ahead.
Jason Tatum.
Here we go.
Very. Yeah.
I go with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown on offense and defense is crazy. Like, his presence, he's not scared of anybody. He's not backing down from Draymond. He's hitting tough shots. He's hitting open shots. I think we saw that block on Clay was, you know, like a little bit of momentum, like, you know, like hypes everybody up.
His
you know,
dunks, yo.
Jaylen Brown, if he's not there, they're not the same team because Tatum's not carrying the full load. You know, when Tatum's not on, who are they giving the ball to? They're giving it to Brown.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to go Jaylen Brown so far. He's been playing really, really well.
I say Steph Curry.
I mean.
So far, he dropped more points than anyone else. In each game, even when Tatum dropped 28, Steph Curry dropped 29. He's been doing it all for the Warriors. I don't think Klay is really stepping up. He might hit a good shot here and there, but overall, he's not really stepping up that much. The Celtics are demolishing the Warriors in the paint. Poole is not. He pops off in some games, and some games he doesn't. Tatum, on the other hand, from the Celtics, he had bad games. I mean, in game one, it was Horford who was saving them. Jaylen Brown, yeah, he steps up when Jason Tatum is not really putting up that much, and he stepped up in game three. But Steph Curry has been up there in every single game so far, and that's who is my...
Fair?
Yeah, Finals MVP so far.
If he wasn't playing, you know, like an all-time level as he has been these past few games, he probably would be up
3-0. Yeah.
If Klay's
just not been the same ever since he came back from injury, just like Bunch said, so...
I'm going to go with Jason Tatum, but if I want a perfect happy ending, I'm going to say Al Horford if he scores 30, 40 points.
A lot of Tatum fans
in those next two games.
Wow.
You know? So I'm cheering for Al Horford there, bro. You know?
Definitely not.
But definitely Jason Tatum.
He deserves it for game one. He definitely deserves it for game one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can see Marcus Smart getting it because of all his little hustle
Marcus
stats.
Marcus Smart?
It could be like a little thing. Like when little it, remember when they gave it to Iggy?
Iggy got it because of his hustle.
That is true.
Iggy got Finals MVP for holding LeBron to like 35 points a game.
Fate of the universe.
Think about that.
Getting blocked.
He held
the most iconic
he
block.
Held,
out
he,
of.
No, Iggy got Finals MVP for holding him from getting 38 points. He got from getting like 34. Congrats. So that's what they might give Marcus Smart.
That's what I'm saying. A little hustle
Marcus
place.
Smart can lock down.
I can't.
If Marcus Smart can lock
Same
down
thing,
Steph Curry,
might get it.
Imagine that's, Steph that's Curry criminal. Draws 15 points the next two games and Marcus Smart is the primary defender. They could give it to him.
Yeah.
That's criminal.
Bro,
that's criminal.
So saying,
who are you saying?
Jason Tatum. I said Jason. I think Jason Tatum should win it because of the fact that...
Three Jason Tatums.
Yeah. He's just... What do you say, then?
He's Jason Tatum, bro.
That's four. I just think he's just
improved.
That.
He is that X factor.
He's that guy on the Celtics.
But is that
he
your
got,
MVP?
He got Eastern Conference Final MVP.
Is that
right?
Your MVP so far, or for that fact that he's going to win it, the Finals MVP, as in the series?
What do you mean?
Like,
what's the difference?
What we're saying for those three games so far, who's been the MVP of those games?
Him.
So
him.
for him. Is that what you're saying for the finals? But he MVP said Jaylen well?
Brown, though. He said Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
No, I think Jaylen Brown's been the X factor for three games. I don't know if he's going to win it. I'm saying he could.
I think Jason Tatum will be that guy. He has been two games or three games,
and he will be
whatever it takes.
And the next few
games. I think even if it goes to seven, I think the Celtics will still take it. Mm-hmm. Even if it does go to seven, six, I just think it's going to be the Celtics at this point. It just is a matter of time of when.
Yeah, I see that. Your top 10 all time, if. Maybe if you're
not in my top 10.
Not in my top 10.
Spoke about this last week on the episode.
Harry made a promise to the viewers. And
even if he wins finals MVP, he still would just miss out on my top 10. Just barely. He's number 11.
I'll put him like 12.
So that's just going to lead us into our next segment. This is all of ours. Top 10 all-time NBA players.
Woo! Let's go. All
right.
So the way we're going to do this is top five is going to be in order, and then the rest is going to be no order. Basically, just like the honors mentioned. All right. Starting off with no Steph Curry in my top 10.
I think we all should agree who number one is. Obviously, it's LeBron James.
Wow.
who here has Michael Jordan number one?
Wow. I have Michael Jordan number one, sir.
We'll get to your
list.
No,
you don't.
We'll get to your list.
Yes, I do.
We'll get to you.
I just wanted to... Okay, I was going to say that.
Drop your five.
All right, fine.
That's disgusting.
All right, LeBron number one, MJ close at number two, three, Kobe, four, Shaq, five, Kareem.
What the fuck is that?
That's the exact order of what I said.
Buddy, on your screen, it says five is James Harden.
Yeah, I
said Kareem.
I was going to say Kareem.
That's an all-time low, bro.
Nah.
All right, I'm changing.
Wait, what was wrong with mine? LeBron, MJ, Kobe, Shaq, solid. And Kareem.
Shaq.
It was between Kareem and Magic for number five.
Who's your honorable mentions?
Okay.
Kyrie.
So five, Kareem. Six, Magic. Seven, Larry Bird. Eight, Duncan. Nine, KD. 10, Hakeem, and 11th, honorable mention, was Kyrie and Curry tied for 11th. So they could go 11 and 12, Kyrie and Curry.
So the rest of your five doesn't have to be in order, but if you want to give order.
Yeah. So I thought Bird had to be in there, Magic had to be in there,
Bird.
Duncan and KD had to be in there. Interesting. They're just too good or too talented, man. KD is just one more ring away from being almost top five, in my opinion. But yeah, you guys go ahead. Go ahead. That was my top 10.
Go ahead, Hamza.
All right. That's harassment right there.
Here we go.
At number one, I will put the GOAT, Kobe. Number two, another GOAT, Kevin Durant.
All right, guys. It was then a good episode. We'll see you guys next week.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Nah, bro. Respect his opinion, bro.
That's okay.
I respect his opinion.
Let him finish. Okay. Then you guys can start. Then we can flame him.
Ain't nobody taking my five down.
All right, go ahead.
Ain't nobody taking my five down. All right. So we got KD in second. At third, I got MJ. Fourth is Shaq. And fifth, I'll put Kareem.
That's pretty solid.
Where's LeBron? LeBron's not top five.
He's a LeBron hater now, bro. You don't remember?
No.
Tell me that team is not solid.
No, it's not.
You can put those as
my five is beating that five.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Are you crazy?
It is.
So you had Kobe, KD, MJ, right?
Yeah. Shaq and Kareem.
No.
How is KD making a
top five over LeBron of all time?
Yeah, that's me all time.
But as
players, I don't care about their achievement or whatever, anything like that. As players, I think those will dominate anybody else at any time along history. No matter who you put against those five right there, you will not defeat them. That's my top five. You could say that about every top five ever. That's my top five.
But I mean,
okay,
that's my top five.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous. But
I can continue.
Go ahead. Let's hear. Let's hear.
Not in any order. I don't want to give any order to this. But I'll throw out names like Bill Russell, Steph Curry, definitely in the top 10.
Jesus.
Why are you hating?
Go ahead.
Why Hayden? LeBron. There you go.
You said Bill Russell and Steph Curry before LeBron.
That's okay. I didn't give any order, but LeBron's in there.
It's okay. Go ahead.
LeBron's in there. LeBron is the top 10. That's three names. Did I mention Wilt?
No.
I said Bill Russell, Wilt, and one more.
James Harden.
Russell Westbrook.
So, here's...
No order.
Blasphemy.
But that's the top five still is crazy to me.
Westbrook might be number 10. No order, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Blasphemy.
I don't know. Said I don't know.
Number 10, but no order.
I don't know what to do about it.
That's what it is. I smell liquor from whatever. He's heavily inebriated. He has to be heavily inebriated.
There is no liquor in my drink. These are all-time players.
All right, okay. Lunch, your top 10?
So, my top 5, I really, really debated this, but...
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic, 1, 2, 3.
Every European player in the NBA right now.
That's crazy. There's not a single European player.
It's the same list as Boban.
Except one.
Boban's
list.
Boban said he put Tobias Harris in his top 5, or starting 5.
Bro. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Number 1.
Okay.
The GOAT of all GOATs.
So, top 5. And this is who I view as the most dominant players to play this game, who can literally just take over the game at like pretty much at any given second and have had the most impact on NBA basketball, like the history of the NBA, like how they've impacted the game, how they've changed the game, what they've not even done for the game, but how they've literally changed how people play in their era.
I might retract Westbrook for Magic Johnson.
Yeah, shut your bitch ass.
So, top 5, number 1, LeBron James. Number 2, Kobe Bryant, RIP. Number 3, Shaq. 4, MJ. And 5, KD. I think those top 5 players, you have them, bro.
Is that in order?
You're not going to say nothing?
Yes, that is in order. That's in order. Then the rest of my top 5, no, sorry, not top 5, top 10. No order, no particular order. And then I also have a couple of like honorable mentions just because I don't think they make that full cut. Allen Iverson, Magic, Larry Bird, Kareem, Dwayne Wade. That's top 10, I would say. And then my honorable mentions are definitely Giannis, Bill Russell, and Kyrie. And then we guys are just talking about European players and whatever, but I do think that Luka Doncic is like going to be top 15. Maybe, I don't know if he ever gets a top 10, bro. That'd be crazy.
If he
but
continues
like,
to score the way he is, he could be a top 5 all-time scorer.
Yeah.
If he continues to
score. Too early.
But I think he's going to be the face of the future NBA in a way. Like,
yeah, him, Giannis, Jokic,
yeah.
Maybe Embiid,
I think he's going to be like that. Like
face of foreign players.
Yeah. So that's my top 5 and top 10. And then a couple... people added on.
T. Rain? John Wall.
Nah. Bradley Beal.
So first, top 5. This
summer. Otto Porter.
I got MJ. MJ first.
Wow.
Second, LeBron. Third, Kareem. Fourth, Magic. Fifth, Shaq.
Okay.
Sixth, right. Kobe. Seventh, Larry. Eighth, Iverson. Ninth, Oscar. And 10th, Tim Duncan.
I'm going home.
You should not be going home. You should not be going home. You should not be going home.
That's actually pretty solid. Your top 5 was MJ, LeBron.
I didn't hear anything
Shaq,
after
Kareem,
after Kobe.
Magic,
Shaq,
Kareem, and
Magic.
Yeah, Magic.
So basically, Shaq, Kareem, Magic plus Kobe and LeBron.
It was MJ, LeBron, Kareem, Magic, Shaq. I was thinking like switching Shaq or Kobe, but like
so Kobe is your 6th.
Kobe's my 6th. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's very solid. You could argue those.
Yeah.
What about, did you say you're 10?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was Kobe, Larry, Iverson, Oscar, and Tim Duncan.
Oscar
Robinson.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about Oscar Robinson.
I don't know. I think he impacted it a lot, you know.
How?
I just looked at it impactful.
You might as well just put Westbrook instead of Oscar. Who did it first?
Westbrook is better than Robertson. Yeah. That's why they're both not top 10.
That's why I'm replacing Westbrook
first. I just put him because he impacted the game like that.
He's
but
a Magic now.
No, Magic.
I do see. I'll put him Magic. I could probably switch him with someone.
Magic is definitely top six, top five.
Magic?
Magic, bro.
I have Magic.
He's the best point guard ever.
I have Magic fourth.
He cannot be top six.
Yeah, Magic fourth.
Dodge?
The beard?
The final top 10.
I'm ready for this one.
LeBron James.
Number
greatest
one?
Of all time.
Numero uno?
Greatest of all time.
King?
The chosen one.
Okay.
The chosen one.
Here we go. Jay's recording all this on y'all.
Michael Air Jordan as number two.
I don't know why you say it like that.
Kobe Bean Bryant. Okay. Black Mamba.
You gotta announce their name like that.
Shaquille O'Neal. All
right. No, no. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's four. Shaq, four.
I have Wilt at five.
Interesting.
100 points. Come on. You got to be top five.
All right.
Okay.
Against
you. He scored 100 points against people like Bill like you, bro. Like,
so it don't matter. They were a little bit taller than me. I'm not that tall.
You shouldn't be.
Hold on.
That's okay. Continue.
The rest of the five are not in order.
Not in order.
I got Dirk.
Oh.
I got Tracy McGrady.
Wow.
I got Giannis.
Honorable mention for the Rockets.
I have KD. I have Steph as 10 because if he already has four rings, but I also have a question mark, but it's supposed to be a slash, saying James Harden in his prime, guys. James Harden was crazy.
How long did that last?
So no Larry Bird, no Tim Duncan, no Hakeem. Did you say
Allen
Kareem?
Iverson in there?
I never saw them
play.
Did you
play, say Kareem?
So I don't.
Can you please repeat your list again?
Repeat from 1 to 10 like a human being. Say it.
All right.
Yo.
LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Wilt, Dirk, Tracy McGrady, Giannis, KD, and Steph.
Yo, okay. You might have just beat.
McGrady? McGrady had like one, like Dirk, two seasons.
I love Dirk.
Dirk's
I love
not
Dirk,
top 10, bro.
But Dirk's not top 10.
Love Dirk.
So
you, did you have Magic in there?
I was gonna put him.
You
instead
had
of Wilt.
Dirk over Magic,
and you had Wilt in there.
Right.
You had Wilt over
Wilt
Magic.
Had 100 points.
So anyone who anyone
just, that's just insane.
Larry Bird and Tim Duncan didn't happen. Larry,
anyone
Tim
who's
Duncan doesn't have five rings.
Anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, just please vote between Hamza or Dodge.
Please,
who is worse?
Oh, by the
comments
to all of our followers.
By the way, just to I don't want to cut you off, but we can put the lists on a poll.
Oh, we will. No, that's what's exactly what
I'm
saying. If you're listening, on Spotify, there will be a poll. Under the audio, you can find it on the app, and you can go ahead and vote which list you would agree with. Fair?
Yeah. We're going to be putting a poll on our page on Instagram at checkthestat5. So please go let us know. And Twitter. And so please let us know who has the worst and who has the best list. Because we've heard some atrocious takes. And
according
to
you.
We've heard some good facts. So... yeah, let us know.
I agree with my list. That's all I gotta say. I disagree with Dodgers.
Pretty solid. You guys are on something.
I think you guys should be.
So a lot of the players I didn't see.
Saying,
so I don't know how
I'm
good they
so
are.
So Will Chamberlain, if you're telling me,
I understand you're putting a little bit more modern players, but then at the same time you had Shaq and you had Wilt. So what happened to Tim Duncan and Larry Bird and Hakeem? And I don't know if you said Kareem. So I don't understand why, if we're talking about basketball all time, those greats don't get the respect.
Who?
From Dodge.
I'm just
put Tracy McGrady and Dirk in before Magic.
All right, so if you're playing on 2K and you choose any of these top, are you choosing?
I'm not talking about 2K.
Who cares about 2K?
We're not
you
talking
suck
about
at 2K
a video
too,
game.
And you suck
we're not
at,
talking about a video game.
Well,
we're talking
could,
about real
I could,
life.
I could flame everything right now. But we're talking about who is the best basketball players ever. Magic Johnson is the best point guard ever, and he didn't make your top 10. You said James Harden before you said Magic Johnson. You should be ashamed of yourself.
James Harden, I would put James Harden as one, but that's not reasonable because he has no rings yet. But
Magic Johnson literally changed the game. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird made the NBA as popular as it was up until when Michael Jordan came in the league. Magic and Bird literally carried the league when they were in their primes, and they won multiple chips doing so, going back and forth. And what has James Harden done? James Harden cried his way out of two teams in the past 3 years, and you put him in before Magic
Johnson. He sucks now, but in his prime, he was great. You can't even argue that. Once again, 30 on every team. 30 on every team.
Once again, folks, we'll be putting this out on a poll, so please let us know your thoughts. Yeah,
this will be settled. This will be settled.
I think so. Just because we just flamed Dodgers, that Hamza's was not bad. Just
hey, Hamza's was good.
Hamza didn't have LeBron. You had LeBron at number six, bro. Huh? You said
I had him in no order.
You said no. Wait, was your top five in order?
No order. Top five in order.
You didn't say LeBron.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, you didn't. So what I just said, you didn't have LeBron top five.
I thought you said in my top ten. No, I thought you said top ten. No, I don't have him in my top five.
How was LeBron not top five? Give me one. The objective here is not to make the best starting five.
I understand that.
Like, it's the best five players ever.
Ever.
How is LeBron not there? So how is LeBron? No, I'm asking you, why is LeBron not there? Just because you think so, but like, what's the facts?
No, because the five players that I picked ahead of him, I see, are better than
him. Why? We're called check the stats. Bring him, show me some stats.
As in talent. As in talent wise, I said this is just like,
we're not talking about what it could have, should have.
But when I pulled up the list, it was on points, and you said that doesn't matter. So those stats do not matter.
It's a factor. For me, it's not the factor. No, okay. It's a factor.
Yeah, that's one factor. But I also see the way they play. Five players.
He's going to be one in points. He's going to be top 10 in rebounds, top 10 in assists.
He can have that. But
maybe five rings, four MVPs.
I think I understand Hamza's perspective a little bit. I think he's talking about from like a viewing point.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You put KD in your top five, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so listen. Let's say KD and LeBron, they're in their prime. You have to make a team. Who are you picking?
KD.
I mean, that's pretty debatable.
But I mean, that was a pretty bad question. That was a pretty bad question.
That was horrible.
LeBron and KD were both in the league. They've been in the league for some time now. And LeBron made 10 straight finals.
That's okay.
Four MVPs.
That's okay.
KD made one MVP.
I still, like... Talent wise, if I'm picking between all these players, and I'm picking those five ahead of LeBron, that's just how it is.
We could debate this for days, but
exactly, it'll be settled online and it'll be put out there on polls, on social media, on Spotify. Platform.
Throw tomatoes at them. Throw tomatoes.
That should do it for this episode. As always, we hope you enjoy this one. Be sure to let us know what you think about the podcast and the list that we gave out today. I know some are in shambles and some are not, but we'll find out as well on that. If you want to let us know what you think about the podcast or leave comments, reviews, or anything like that, you can go ahead and leave them on Apple Podcasts by leaving a review or contacting us on any social media platform. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, Dodge, and T-Rain. Check the stats.
Deuces.
Yeah. Peace. Here.